Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 57th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter 41 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let's read to verse number 13. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof, and Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. All these great magicians, we'll look at that in just a minute, and wise men. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. I'm tickled every time when I read that a couple times this week. Oh, now I remember. Remember 2 years earlier when Joseph interpreted his dream? He said, now don't you forget me when you go to Pharaoh's house. Well, the Bible says in the last verse of chapter 40, the chief butler forgot him. Well, here in verse number nine, now the chief butler says, oh, I do remember my faults this day. Now I remember there's somebody that can interpret your dream. Let's move on. Verse number 10. Pharaoh was wroth. He's very angry with his servants and put me in the ward and the captain. The butler's telling him of the guard's house, both being the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. And we dreamed each man according to their interpretation of his dream. And there was with us a young man, a Hebrew servant to the captain of the guard. Remember who was the captain of the guard? Potiphar. Okay. And we told him, and he, speaking of Joseph, interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream, he did interpret. Here it is. And it came to pass. And it came to pass. As he interpreted to us, so it was. Me, he restored unto mine office, and him, speaking of the baker, he hanged. Well, these magicians, we read about the magicians and wise men. I looked this up again. He called for his magicians. The word magicians here is not like what we think about today, like Harry Houdini or David Copperfield, these guys like that. The word magician here literally means they are diviners or astrologers. Now, I also will give to them that they did have some kind of powers. There's no doubt about it. I looked back in Exodus chapter number 7, verses number 11 and 22, where Moses and Aaron had an encounter with Pharaoh and his magicians. Remember? That was the word that was used with Pharaoh, and this is a few hundred years later, how magicians, they had the problems with they had to throw the staff down, and they turned into snakes, remember that? And then Aaron threw his staff down, most of those staff down, and his snake ate the other ones. Well, that wasn't the end of it. I read a little bit more. The magicians turned, remember when the water was turned into blood? Okay, in Exodus 8:7, they were able to do that. There were frogs on all the land, and the magicians came in, remember the frogs, the plague of the frogs. Well, we also find that in Genesis 7, where the frogs came upon the land. Well, the magicians said, we could do that too. So they had some kind of powers. Obviously, it was demonic powers. Satan has powers. Okay? A lot, again, I don't want to get lost in this because I got a lot going. A lot is what is going on today in what's called that evangelical world of healings and other things that kind of blow up. There are some demonic powers, and I'm not going that direction this morning, but they're real, okay? Satan is alive and well. He's able to deceive the minds of men, and demonic powers are used. Matter of fact, in verse number 18 of Exodus chapter number 8, remember the lice came upon all the people. Well, the magicians couldn't copy that because it affected them too. And then also in verse number 11 of chapter 9, they received the boils from the top of their head to the bottom of feet. Said all that to say this, they did have some powers. Whatever they were limited to. Obviously, God would limit that, because remember when Satan came to the Lord about Job, and God allowed Satan to touch Job in certain ways, only so much as God would allow it. Again, I'm not going in that this morning, but I'm just saying in verse number 8 talked about the magicians and the wise men. Obviously, they were wise. They had some kind of powers, and they could not interpret the dreams. The butler said, I remember that Hebrew. So we get to verse number 14. Then Pharaoh sent and called for Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. Remember, he's been there for 2 full years, and he shaved himself. He changed his garment and came in unto Pharaoh. Now, Joseph got all cleaned up. Can you imagine in the prison there? It wouldn't be like we have it at Bartow, you know, where they have the nice showers and things of that nature. Anyway, we won't go that direction, but obviously it wasn't a clean place. It was a king's prison, high security, maximum security. They didn't have all the privileges they would have our prisoners do today. But anyway, he cleaned himself. He was coming into the presence of the king. And I just wanted to stop for 30 seconds. Do you know when we come into the presence of the king, we ought to be clean? We ought to wear our very best. Again, I'm going to leave that one alone. Now, for people who come in this church and they don't know the Lord and whatever, come as you are. But when you're saved and become a new creature, matter of fact, we're going to talk about that tonight in our Bible study, about being separated. When God does a work of grace in your life, there ought to be a difference with you. And when you come before the king, again, I don't want to be controversial, but you ought to wear the best you have. I know there's always, and I'm not going to get into that, but Joseph was coming before the king, and he cleaned himself up. Amen. I'll give you one other. Ernie just came from Kenya. Ernie was in Kenya a few months. He just got back. We had the awesome privilege in 1999, to meet with President Moi. He was the president of Kenya. Y'all know the story. I won't get into all the details. But we got to meet him early in the morning, first thing. And matter of fact, we got there before he finished breakfast. But I have a picture in my office where we dressed up. I had a tie on, had a nice cloak. Latrice got the kids up early, dressed them, and we went and had our picture made with the president of Kenya in nice clothes. And always something sticking in my mind. If we would dress up for the president of Kenya in nice clothes, shouldn't we dress up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Now, I know some people don't have the nice clothes. Do literally the best you have. Whatever it is, Joseph cleaned himself and talked about he put on some, he changed his garment and came in unto Pharaoh. Verse number 15, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I've dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it, and I've heard about you, that thou can understand a dream to interpret it. And this is interesting. All right. Look at verse number 16. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. Isn't that interesting? Joseph, literally being humble, he said, hey, I can't help you, but I know a man who can. Look at the next phrase. God shall give you the answer. I like, boy, we could run with that one. Doug could run with that sermon a long way. That, when he says, I can't help you, but I know a man who can. Jesus said this, without me, ye can do nothing. Nothing. And then later on, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And we see that here in Joseph's life. He recognized that. Hey, I can't help you. It's not within me, but I know God, Jehovah God, He can help you, and He will give you an answer of peace.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.